Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
To what extent should artificial intelligence, or AI, be involved in our politics? Consider Stephen Miller, a candidate for mayor in Wyoming. But his campaign differs from most. Miller promises to not make decisions, but to let his ChatGPT-based AI, called Vic, make all the choices for him. This isn't isolated either. In England, Stephen Endicott is running for parliament, and he promises to follow the instructions of AI Steve. Both candidates believe that AI makes better decisions than imperfect human beings, so AI should help lead the government. In the Federalist Paper 51, it says a dependence on the people is no doubt the primary control on the government. But in these two cases, it looks like the candidates are depending more on AI instead of the people.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.